I had a horrible dream last night, and now I can't get it out of my head. How do I get rid of it?
Well, you can get the bad stuff out if you fill up your head with good things. I'm Zach, and you're listening to Keys for Kids. Thanks for stopping by. I know sometimes I've had weird and scary things get stuck in my head. It's not that I want to think about them, but they just won't leave me alone. My mom taught me a really good way to stop these thoughts, and it comes from Philippians 4:8. It says, "Fix your mind on what is true and honorable and right and pure and lovely and admirable." Well, our story is all about thinking good things. It's called Filled with Good Things. "Good morning, Kylan," said Mom. She pulled out a can of orange juice from the freezer and ran it under some hot water. "Can I make you something?" On a normal Saturday morning, Kylan would have said, "Pancakes, please." But today, she looked down at the table miserably, her chin resting in her hands. "Mom," she asked, "what if there's something bad I can't stop thinking about? Something that won't get out of my head?" "Well," said Mom, "I suppose it would depend on what's gotten stuck. Last night, I dreamed that our house was on fire. I thought that you and Grandma and Grandpa were burning up, and I couldn't get out. I could almost feel the fire," she shuddered, "and now I can't turn that picture off." "Hmm," said Mom thoughtfully, "this calls for orange juice." "Orange juice?" asked Kylan, surprised. She watched in curiosity as her mother jumped up, grabbed an empty pitcher and the can of orange juice, and sat down again. "What do you see in here?" she asked, holding up the pitcher. "Nothing," said Kylan. "Really? There's nothing in there at all?" "Nothing but air," Kylan added, confused. "Exactly. There's air in there. Let's say we wanted to get the air out of the pitcher. What would we do?" "I don't know," said Kylan. "Vacuum it?" Mom laughed. "That might work for a few seconds, but what if we wanted the air to stay out?" She tapped the top of the orange juice can. "We could put orange juice in it," Kylan said. "Right. When there's orange juice in the pitcher, there's no room for air. Our minds work the same way. Putting good thoughts in pushes the bad thoughts out. That's why the Bible tells us to think about things that are true, lovely, and admirable, like how Jesus saved us and promises to take care of us." Kylan smiled. "Can we push the air out of the pitcher now? I'm thirsty." "Sure," Mom said. "Let's have some orange." "Oh no, I left the water on," Kylan laughed. "Good job, Mom. You filled up the sink with good things too." So how about you? Do you ever have bad thoughts that get stuck in your head? The Bible says to think about things that are true, lovely, and admirable. Can you think of something that's true about God? What about something lovely He's done in your life? Ask Jesus to remind you of who He is and all He's done for you the next time you're upset, and then watch Him work. Our key verse,
Philippians 4:8. "Fix your thoughts on what is true and honorable and right and pure and lovely and admirable."
And our key thought is, think about good things. Life can get pretty busy sometimes, can't it? That's why now you can take the Keys for Kids stories with you on the go with the Keys for Kids mobile app. You can listen in the car, on your way to school, or take time to learn more about God when you're on the road to Grandma and Grandpa's house. You can read the story along with me every day on your favorite smartphone or tablet. Just get your parents' help and search your app store for Keys for Kids. As always, my name is Zach. Thanks for listening to Keys for Kids today. I'll see you right back here tomorrow.